You ready to go? I'm ready to go, bro.
I know we're coming stuff up.
Alright, folks, back on the Boss Man Show. Time for the Boss Report. Nacho Man, Nick Gerald, the Boss Man here with you, bringing you the best of Florida news that you can ever have on the earth. Florida, Florida, Florida. The best news ever. Nick, what's up, bro? How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. How you feeling?
I wish it was a little warmer.
Right. Right. Right.
Yeah.
I've had no snow. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, it's crazy when I got 5 inches of snow on my basketball court. That's what happened.
My front yard got 7.
Wow.
Front yard, 7 inches.
Wow. And I'm on 3 heels. You think I'm going down my heels?
Nope. Not moving at all.
I walked to Waffle House to get me some food. That's how bad it is. I walked to Waffle House to get me some food today. And I hate Waffle House.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
Survival of the fittest right now.
Right now, it is.
And I about fell on my ass because the heel was so slippery. I had to get the kitchen off. Like, oh, snap. I was like, yeah, I about had one of them moments. Like, thank God nobody saw this. One of my enemies from back in my past saw me fall on my ass like that. If I didn't fall, but if I did, they would love it.
Man, I didn't fall once, but it was too much, bro. I tripped up trying to see if I was on the concrete or I was in the snow. That's how much snow it was.
And the Grizzlies played in the snow. Which
hopefully it warm up.
The Grizzlies played games in the snow. And I'm like, and I heard from an old friend who loves cookout asking why I was not at the game. I went, well, did you see what's outside, sucker? It's a pandemic, first of all.
And secondly, a pandemic don't exist.
Yeah, like him, obviously.
Right, so.
That's why he got triggered again.
nobody wants that guy.
Sad. Yes, yes. So, folks, first story of the day, Nick, is this. This happened in Nashville. YouTuber shot and killed when fake robbery prank on strangers goes wrong. Strangers opened fire thinking he was really being robbed.
Okay, he was defending himself.
Prank robberies, though? Who's doing that?
Why don't you do that, first of all? Prank robbery is a dumb idea. Two, if he was anywhere near poor people, getting robbed to them, you know, they ain't gonna take it lightly. So if you're in a, I don't know where he was at.
Hickory Hollow.
Where?
Hickory Hollow, out there by somebody, you and I both know's apartment.
So out there in Antioch, he was just done. So you got what you got.
20 years old, done. Tapped out, finished for being stupid. For prank robbery. Not a real one, a prank one.
Prank robbing somebody gets you real results.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I got to say on that. I'm done.
Well, Carroll County, Georgia, elementary teacher, arrested for performing self-pleasuring acts in front of 8-year-old children in class.
She was masturbating in front of people?
Yes. She was, you know, she went with the damn claw and started going.
She kind of did that on her break, not in front of no kids, man. Damn.
19 8-year-old children.
Do that shit in your car on your break.
Exactly. She's in Carrollton, Georgia, home of West University of West Georgia. UWG. So that's where she was at. Carroll County. I-20 West heading to Birmingham.
Stupid.
Mm-hmm. We have a success Surgeon removes gorilla glue from Tessica Brown's entangled tresses. Tessica denies applying adhesive for clout. Says, quote, if only y'all knew, y'all would love me.
I mean, I'm not going to judge because, I mean, one is gorilla glue. I don't think she probably heard of it. I'm not just going to say everybody don't know what certain things are. But to put in her hair, that's kind of messed up. But I don't like, I mean, I'm not going to joke on it. She made a stupid decision. Very stupid decision. Well, I don't think you can do something like that for clap, though.
Yeah.
Because it comes with a health goes in with that. So I don't think she would do that shit for clout. Plus she got kids.
Yeah. Well, it gets worse. Louisiana man sent to the ER for copying Tessica Brown, gorilla glue gaffe, thought it wasn't serious, sealed his lip doing a clout chasing conundrum.
See, now that's clout chasing for me. That's clout chasing because you know now what this glue is about.
Mm-hmm.
And you do it anyway. Yes. I mean, one of the strongest glues out there, bro.
Yep. I used it on the bricks around my home.
Right. You can literally use that to seal up shit. So to me, he did that shit for clout. I don't think she did hers for clout, though.
It gets worse, though, Nick. We're not done with this topic. Florida man in retaliation gorilla glued his ex's booty hole together because she left him.
So basically, she got. Boy. Can you get charged with attempted murder? Because you can die if you don't take no poop.
I guess you could.
I mean, that means she had to get surgery to probably get that shit removed. He's removed because I don't know no other way you can remove it.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, that's just sad.
It gets worse, though, Nick. We ain't done. It gets worse.
I mean, gorilla, what did you do? Research gorilla glue?
I did. Florida males were arrested for gorilla gluing his ex's vagina together. Because she left him for his cousin.
I would have got the cousin before I got the girl, though. I would have did something to the cousin, not the girl. I mean, see, I know you been hurt, but my nigga, what? How?
So you get Florida man taking it to the a-hole and the p-hole to get people back for leaving them.
Okay, now first of all, how did he get access to it so he can glue it up?
Oh, he said he wanted to rekindle things, and then he made his move.
Basically lied and glued it together.
Yes, he lied to get over to the house to talk, to rekindle. Then he went with his gorilla glue routine.
Damn Florida.
Other one snuck in the house and called her.
Damn Florida, bro. Damn Florida.
Exactly. Now we're going to go to the NBA here. Draymond Green goes off on the NBA and the franchises for being double agents because of treatment of players who are on a trading block like Andre Drummond.
He had his point. He got a point on that one. Because it doesn't, it does kind of affect the player's psyche kind of like you to take me off the court, put me in street clothes because you want to trade me. But then if I demand one,
I'm a cancer
to the team. Like, that don't make no sense.
Made a great point.
I mean, Anthony Davis pretty much did his, and he was, how much was he fined? Like 100K?
Mm-hmm.
He was fined 100K, but he ended up winning the ring at the end. So, hey.
It was worth it.
do what's best for your career. That's how I feel.
And they got a max deal off of doing it too.
Right. And because the ownership of them, they're going to do what's best for them. You should do what's best for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the NBA is a little more lenient in comparison to the NFL when it comes to demand and stuff. But at the same time, still got to go through ownership. So do what's best for you.
No doubt. We got an effing weirdo here. White male University of New Hampshire professor resigns after posting as a racist immigrant woman of color on Twitter.
What was that for?
He was pretty much being like Herschel Walker, Van Jones. He was spewing.
But what was it for?
Just to be an idiot, probably. Just because he wanted to be racist and he couldn't do it, being his white male self.
Because he didn't want to be pointed out as a racist.
Yeah, so he's doing it like playing. He was Candace Owens, saying all the things that they can't say, but we can say it as black people on the right wing.
Basically, he wanted to remain the same, but not be called a racist for his ideas. So he flipped it.
Yes.
In other words, you could have just been yourself and went on about your business.
Yeah, because it's obviously you can do it and get away with it.
Right.
Obviously.
They ain't doing nothing to him right now, so that's what I'm saying. What they do, just fire him?
Mm-hmm.
He'll get no job.
It's quick.
Quick. So what's the point?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Ooh-wee. This is you. It says, bountiful baby father and co-parent collector Boosie Badass get slammed for comment on Lori High Harvey's body count.
He's just, how old is she? What, 23?
23 to 24 years old.
Okay.
I don't care about your body count. As long as you're good to me, I don't give a damn.
I don't give a damn either. So what's the point of you going to somebody's body count? Especially somebody that's very attractive at that.
Yeah. I mean, women ask me how many people you've been with. I don't know.
I mean, for me, like, she has the money. Per se. So to me, like, if she can get with Future and get with this person, who fault is that?
Exactly.
It ain't hers.
This is my thing. She's a single woman, do what she wants to.
Exactly.
I don't care. Look, I don't judge it because I know I'm gonna do my thing. I know how I can't. Women asked me before, I don't know how many people I've been with in my life. I'm not keeping a tally.
Nobody keeps a tally. Nobody should keep a tally. But that's what it is now, how people feel.
It's like, oh, you must be a whoremonger. No, I just don't go around writing down everybody. I don't remember some people's names. I just don't. I can't remember what I did from high school to in my mid-30s. I can't remember all that, to be honest.
And at one point, you're going to end up forgetting counting after a while anyway. So what's the point?
Yeah, but females ask you that question like it's some kind of purity test. I'm like,
I don't get that question, so I'm good.
See, because you're in Memphis, in Atlanta, and other places, you get asked that question.
Ugh.
Well, Atlanta, they'll ask you, are you straight? And I have to say, yes. Like, yeah. But I get why they ask the question, though. I get why they ask.
Yeah, because we got a lot of diseases going on around here, and I can understand that, but.
Yeah, how many people you been with? I don't know. I can't.
I really don't care for that question. So I wouldn't ask a woman that at all. So when it comes to Laura Harvey, she's doing what any single person would do.
I don't care how many people you've been with. Hey. All I care is from now to future.
Yeah.
I call it BM, before me.
Right.
I can't worry about happening before me. I'm worried about from now to the future. But that's right. Just me.
You really can't, because like you're gonna be worried every time she get undressed now. That's what you're gonna do.
But see, many women, and I hate this problem, say it, hold on to that past. That past is a ghost. They're always fighting that ghost so they can't move on because that ghost in the past keeps that chain on them. So that's the issue we got to come up another day, but I'm just saying, that's a problem. Indeed.
Yeah, but Lori Harvey doing what she should be doing.
Yes, she should.
20s look that good. Man, they didn't know you want to. Shit.
We got this. It's from Texas. We got Texas story today, two of them. Cowardly Lion. Ted Cruz lying ass took a vacation to Cancun as Texas freezes over, leaving millions without power until people, 10 people are dead because of this ERCOT system they have in Texas. People are dying because it's too damn cold there.
That ERCOT system's fucked up. But also, we got to look at it like this. Like, he went there because he said his kids wanted to go somewhere because school was out.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, you're telling me you're trying to go to Cancun in the middle of a pandemic, one, and you have an emergency in your own state. That's two.
You fleeing.
Because your 10-year-old and your 12-year-old want to go to Cancun. Somebody lying.
As usual.
Somebody lying. Because why? And also, why would you blame the kids?
Man, he blamed his wife for something else. He blamed his wife for something else he did.
Like, I don't get it. Like, you blame your 10-year-old?
They should hate him.
I think they probably do. But I just think, yo, that's just cowardly on his part. Also, even if you did go to Cancun, where is your wife at? Your wife couldn't take him?
Mm-hmm.
So, you're essentially supposed to get on phones and try to get something worked out. But, again, he'd rather blame his 10-year-old for him going to Cancun. But he's back in the States now.
Yep. Well, we got one more Texas politician acting the fool. Texas mayor resigns after going viral rant calling residents upon upset without having power lazy. So, they're, for not having power, they're lazy.
I mean, what's wrong with me as a citizen asking for support from the city that I pay taxes in?
Mm-hmm.
It shouldn't be a well, you're lazy, you should have did this and this and this. No, it's an emergency. We need help. Where's the stuff to help us? That's all they're asking. And he's making it, you need to pull yourself by your bootstraps type thing, which is stupid.
Which is that typical conservative talking point. Right.
And then another thing to say, well, your city and your government doesn't have to help you. I'm just like, what? Why? That's what they're here for, right?
Mm-hmm.
If that's the case, why are we even voting for people? We can just put regular people in there and get us the help. So for me, that's just an idiot that didn't like his job in the first place.
Oh, yes.
He's one of the perks.
Yes. And Nick, now we're turning to Florida for good. This is all Florida from here on out.
Pretty much. I already had that feeling.
Now, here we go. Florida men arrested after Stone Cold stunning a fellow consumer over the last Faygo fruit punch at the convenience store.
Over a Faygo?
Over a Faygo fruit punch, bro.
Faygo?
Yes.
Minute Maid fruit punch is better. Why are you firing over a Faygo?
Stunned him over the Faygo fruit punch last war, bro.
Faygo. Go to another store.
99-cent 24-ounce.
Go to another store. That's another option for you, bro. Faygo.
And he was black, too, which is making it even worse. He was black.
Oh, Faygo. Let's get a Minute Maid fruit punch from Walmart. It's $1. Might last you a little bit longer than that 24-ounce.
Yeah, I got some in my refrigerator right now. The fruit punch, the strawberry lemonade, the mango punch, the grape punch, the berry punch. Come on now.
You get like five of them. $5. They last longer than that 24-ounce. All right, man.
Nick, this story is hurtful too, Nick. This is a hurtful story. Florida man getting clowned because his ex-woman posted a video of him crying during their last sexual session before their breakup. He was inside of it crying while I was hitting her because that was about to break up. She filmed him and made him go viral.
Yeah, she definitely didn't like him.
Man, look, on my last time, I know it's my last time, I ain't about to cry. I'm just going to go as hard as I can. He leave you with a memory. He ain't crying.
Soon as she pulled that camera, I wouldn't get out.
I'll say put that down or something. Bro, he was toe up from the floor up.
Yeah, she definitely don't like him. She was ready for him to go. She was definitely ready for him to go. I wouldn't expect to be crying on this.
Oh, it gets worse, Nick. Florida woman fired from her job after her new boyfriend sent too many flowers to her cubicle. She got fired because her new boyfriend was sending her gifts to her job like every week.
Sounds like hate right there.
It's like a sucker move, if you ask me, on his part to a degree.
What you mean?
He doing too much too soon.
Yeah, probably is doing too much, but it also sounds like a hate, if you know what I mean. Like, you shouldn't be sending all this shit up here. Okay. Sound like a hater to me.
I think it's a little bit of both. Sucker move and hate.
Yeah, it might be a little bit of both, but definitely sounds like a hater move to me.
Yeah, lost her job because the man sent too many flowers, too many gifts, too many teddy bears to the office, too many gifts to the office, too many lunches to the office.
Yep, sounds like it.
Man, look. Florida man joyriding an excavator causes neighbor's power to go out after running into a pole. He was naked as well.
Yeah, I'll fight him. Got to put some clothes on first. Then I'll fight him.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, man. Due to the cold temperatures in Florida, people are throwing their frozen iguanas in people's homes as a prank to mess with them.
Oh, because iguanas get froze after a while, right?
Yeah,
because
it's cold. It's below 40s in Florida, right? Because of the chill, right? So they throwing the frozen iguanas in people's homes and cars to mess with people.
First of all, why would you throw an iguana?
Exactly.
Like, you literally just threw a iguana at somebody and they're like,
I know, man. Florida issues, man.
They're not really scared of nothing. That's pretty much what they're telling me. They're not scared of anything.
It gets worse. Florida been arrested for releasing 5 baby gators inside of a Shoney's doing the breakfast bar to cause a ruckus and get him some free food from the buffet.
Look, I know Shoney's buffet used to be nice back in the day, but not now.
So you're going to bring 5 baby gators in there so you can go get some parts still used to food?
First of all, when was this? Like, this is 2021, right?
Yes, it happened a few days ago in Florida.
First of all, the fact that there's still a Shoney's open, wow.
And a breakfast and an open buffet, too, and during the pandemic.
Buffet during the pandemic as well. Wow. And you got 5 gators.
Yeah.
You get some free meal.
All day you sitting up in jail.
Sitting in jail. Still saw you.
Oh, man.
And they breakfast buffet don't cost that much.
Like $10.99, right? $11.99? Something like around that. There.
So you it's $11.
You went and did all that for about $13 after taxes. With the drink, right? $15 with the drink, probably. So $15 in the tip if you leave the tip.
Right. Terrible.
All that to corral some, but once again, open buffet, middle of a pandemic. That's the main point I have here. Open buffet, middle of a pandemic.
Right.
But it's Florida, and the governor of Florida don't give a damn. So it's wide open.
Right.
So we got that. Also, Florida man charged with COVID relief fraud using $7.2 million in PPP money for non-existent employees' vacations and cars.
He used that much money?
Yes.
Wow. Wow. How did he get caught? I want to know about that. How did he get caught?
All the cars, the vacations, and nonsense. They didn't check on the employees he didn't have. The employees were got him. He had non-existent employees.
Right. So basically, those non-existent employees pretty much ratted on him. Yep. Always something. It's always something.
This story is ridiculous. Florida man arrested for punching girlfriend for farting while she was sleeping.
He punched her?
Yes, fired off cannons while she was sleeping.
Man, just get out the bed. go in front. Chill for a little bit. Then come back with some air freshener. Spray that shit. Then go back to bed. Damn.
All that for that.
That's all you got to do, bro.
Oh, man. Florida man arrested, threatening to kill and eat ex-girlfriend and her family because she broke up with him and bit his Johnson.
Because she broke up with him and bit him?
Yeah, his bit his Johnson, yeah.
Is he threatening to kill who? The girl and everybody?
Yeah. He threatened to kill and eat him. Because she broke up with him and bit his Johnson.
And this is in Florida, so it's possible he would do that shit. So, next time you go ahead, get that restraining order popping.
And move another state, maybe?
Nah, he'll find
her. Oh, my goodness. Forget this. Florida man turns dead uncle skeleton into a playable Skelecaster guitar, says, quote, "My uncle will be smiling from hell because that's where he went."
Wow. Wow. What gets these Florida people to call, bro?
So, first of all, how did he get his uncle skeleton, though? Did he have him dug up?
He had to.
That's pathetic.
Yeah. And scary as fuck that this man will go into a grave and get your head and just play with it. Like I said, if I was related to him, I'd beat him up just because. We got to fight after that, bro.
Hey, we don't, man, what you said. And this is crazy. Now, this is even worse. Florida man and son arrested for selling fentanyl, Franks, cocaine and chili dogs, hot dogs and heroin to go from Pompano Beach Eatery.
He was selling heroin and hot dogs?
Yes, cocaine and chili dogs and fentanyl and Franks.
I mean, that's a good market to touch, but they don't do that in real life.
They doing it real life in Pompano Beach, Florida. In Pompano Beach, Florida, they doing it in Pompano Beach, brother.
Right.
Get this. Cheating and stealing. Lakeland, Florida man arrested in theft of bank funds of $88,000 gift cards. And he also stole some cashier's checks and told the cashier to get ready to get some loving. He pulled his pants down too as well.
Wow. Good old Florida Hornies. That's basically what it is. A good old Florida Hornies story.
Exactly. You should have stopped at the gift cards and the $88K, but you had to go show off your Johnson Willie to the dadgum cashier to tell her, saying, you next. I want to give you some of this. Really?
Florida Hornies, brother. Florida Hornies.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you just Florida man arrested for running over a golf party with a golf cart for beating him during a golf match.
How did he get? Oh, basically just ran him over the golf cart and kept going.
Yes, for beating him. Yes.
That's basically what he did.
Hey, come on, really?
Florida, bro. I'm telling you.
Bro, look at here. Florida man arrested for using COVID relief funds to buy him a Lamborghini. Another one.
Another one?
Mm-hmm.
So he had one before this one. He just bought another one.
Nah. Well, another one that for doing the loan fraud. Another Florida story doing the loan fraud. So this one just bought a Lamborghini with the loan money he got.
What happened just buying a Toyota Camry, bro? Like, nobody's gonna suspect you buying a Toyota Camry.
You sound like somebody else we know.
Like, buy one of them, bro. Like, now I know, you know, me, I've been trying to buy some big baller too, but if I don't want to get caught, I'm buying a Honda or some shit.
Nick, you sound like you're gonna make somebody we know very happy by saying that.
Yeah, I know, but at the same time, this is with the law involved, bro.
You're right.
This ain't like if I won the lottery. If I won the lottery, I'm buying a boat car. That's what I'm gonna buy, a boat car. I'm gonna have them make me a boat car. That's what I'm gonna do.
According to him, you should never do that. According to him,
yeah, whatever. But buy me a boat car, and I'm gonna live my life. What I'm not going to do is use the government money, where they can trace it back to you,
mm-hmm,
and buy a Lamborghini.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't smart at all. So next time, buy a damn Toyota Camry and get over it.
Exactly. We got this. Florida man commits back-to-back armed robberies at 7-Eleven, saying, quote, "I need some lemonade, some mesquite barbecue chips, and some Airheads."
Damn Florida, man. Oh, man.
They're the worst, ain't they? Hey, we got 7 more to go. And that's nasty. This is going to tear you up, too. Florida man with "Only God Can Judge Me" tattoo wanted, still an engagement ring from girlfriend to propose to another woman.
First of all, that tattoo alone tells me that he's up to some shit right there.
Yeah, he's black.
So, yeah.
Name
the
is...
Only God Can Judge Me tattoos, yeah, they certified with the shits.
Mm-hmm.
Certified.
Mm. Yeah, so he's on the loose. He has not been apprehended yet. Him loose. Still engagement ring from one girl to give it to the other girl. I mean, that's
bold. Yeah, now she's gonna, that's bold, but what do you expect from a dude with a "Only God Can Judge Me" tattoo?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh man, boy. Florida man tells cop he was protesting civil rights by showing his penis to traffic, but was now finished and wanting to go home.
Boy, that's nothing. That's nothing MLK will ever do in his life.
That's not something that will help us with the movement for sure.
Help at all, but okay.
Oh, it's getting okay. Here we go. Oh my goodness, the story hard to read. Florida man arrested for throwing a woman on bed after smelling her rising funk from her front and threw her down the steps for having, quote, "Captain D's like box."
He did what to her?
He smelt her, like the smell coming from her front.
Okay.
And it resembled Captain D's.
Right.
He threw down the steps for it.
Or he could have just left.
Exactly. That's the fuck. Just leave. Like, then leave. A pussy smell bad, so leave. So right. Leave. Like, that's how you do, bro. Like, come on, man.
Just leave, bro.
It's terrible. Oh, my goodness. Well, get this. Florida man wrangles 300-pound, 16-foot Burmese python on family property in Southwest Florida.
Where was it again?
Southwest Florida. They wrangled a 300-pound, 16-foot Burmese python on family property in Southwest Florida by the Everglades. So it's not unnormal.
Yeah, it's not unnormal. So that's what I'm saying. That's be used to pythons by now.
Yeah. Well, that don't happen in Orlando like that, but down there, yeah. Ooh-wee. Florida woman and daughter bilk bank out of $200,000 with multiple fake cosmetic surgery clinics to help women boost their quote top, bottom, and middle, per their sales slogan.
And they got 200K out of it?
Yes.
That bank needs to be closed.
Yes, it does.
Just out that alone. Everybody needs to be fired. Everybody go to close.
Last two of this week, niggas, is Florida man, face diapers not required. Florida restaurant mask policy goes viral. So they pretty much saying you ain't got to wear a mask, but they call them face diapers.
This is Florida.
Yes.
Look, man, I get it. You don't believe it, but calling them face diapers is just sounds like immature. Sounds immature to me.
Very.
So could have came up with something more creative too. So yeah.
And the last one of this week is neat. This Florida man arrested for robbing people's homes while they attend funerals of deceased COVID patients.
First of all, how you know they died? How do you know they had death because of COVID? So he had to know what families were getting hit. So he had to know somebody in the hospital. It was set up.
Read the obituaries, maybe.
Right. Read the obituary in the newspaper, that's probably there. And then waited to the funeral and went. So, yeah, he was just setting up everything at that point.
He going straight to hell in the right. Handbasket.
Correct.
So, Nick, we're done with the least week stories. What are your thoughts on this week's stories we got from the beginning to the end? What are your thoughts?
I didn't know Faygo was that good to make you fight for it.
Exactly.
Ted Cruz is a dummy. And yeah.
Gorilla Glue in boxes and it ain't a-holes. Not good either.
And I don't know why would you use Gorilla Glue on your own woman, but okay.
These are the ex women though. These are the exes for these men.
Yeah, I know they exes, but damn. Wasting time, bro.
Yeah. And using the PPP loans to get cars and houses and vacations will get you arrested.
Right. Next time, get a Honda Accord.
Yes. And yeah, I mean, yeah. So, oh man, this story is don't ever change, bro. They get worse by the week. We took a week off. We took a week off. This is what happened to this a week after the week we took off.
I hate to see what's going to be next week.
This is crazy. The world is so crazy. This is all happens in a week.
Right.
We're only in February right now. I think we'll hear in December.
It's only going to get worse from here.
Since we have Faygos and, you know, Gorilla Glues and, oh, man, look. The Florida summertime stories are the worst.
Yeah, because it's summertime and they do whatever they want. Because
it's hot and do whatever they want to do. So, yes. So, folks, check us out. Nacho Man, Neek, Boss Man. We're going to give it to you every week. Florida stories, reality TV as finds it from Florida, giving you the best of the worst in Florida each week here on the
best of the worst of the worst. Good
time. And Florida's oversexed and over horny all the time.
Always.
Oh yeah, we can't forget. Before you go, can't forget the pandemic having an open buffet in the pandemic. Come on right. Now.
Also, just having lizards on deck so you get free food. Like you just want, you're just like fucking me. I'm gonna let my lizards out up in this restaurant. Get some food. Get some of these soggy ass eggs with the cheese sauce on it.
That just blew my mind that you know we doing that. Bruh, it's only $15, bruh. You know, you don't have that on you? Like, for real?
Right.
All that work to go round up these animals to run and get you some free food at the buffet that shouldn't be open anyway. Like, are you kidding me? Yes. So, folks, that's Florida this week. That's the stories from the Boss Report and Boss Neek. Follow him, Nacho Man Neek. Jared the Boss Man. You will see the tweets. We have them on auto post now. Thank God for that. You'll see them twice a day during the week.
You'll see them.
So you need to go there, subscribe to YouTube, do that shit. All right. Listen to the podcast of it, whatever you want to do. But it's all the time you can entertain yourself with Florida stories. It's your workplace when you're down and downtrodden and depressed. Hear about Florida who are worse than you.
Hear about the Shawnee's person that has to pick up the gators to give his evidence because the dude won't pay for his meal.
Or dudes who married a guy broke up with him in Florida. Or a man who gets a video of him crying while he's inside of it one last time. He's like, let me hold you tight. Only forward.
She had to be from Miami somewhere, I swear to you.
He had to play in the background. Let me hold you tight.
Yeah, Luke playing in the background?
Yes!
I'm dead. Don't mind me.
Didn't know it, bro. It went to creep, 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 creep. It went from that to the creep, creep, creep part. A house is not a home either. We heard that too. We heard kiss and say goodbye. We heard that in the background as well, bro. All the breakup songs were in the background with this man when he's crying his eyes out in it one more time, boy.
Boy, boy, boy. Woman left you and
found you on the way to door.
Oh boy. Looking at this for me, my head hurts just looking at it.
Exactly. So, folks, this is what you need to do on your lunch break in your office when you're riding home from work and you're on your Peloton. Listen to Florida people make you laugh and let you know. Your life is not that bad because their life is worse than yours.
Okay. Indeed, it ain't.
Yes, well, it is. Folks, Boss Neek, we out now.
Peace.